Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You're not going to believe this. You know, we have removed ourselves so far back from the actual labors and hard work that's required to build a country like this that our founding fathers labored over, you know, that we actually have people that we pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars just to go back and dig in old mines, like where they mine for like gold and silver and stuff like that, to be able to find their old clothes that they wore, which they probably never washed,
you know,
and because they wanted to actually find out what the wear pattern is when somebody works hard.
Right.
Get this now.
They pay money for this?
Oh, no. They pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for this person to be able to find a pair of old pair of jeans, denim jeans, and they take it back. And it's like $400. And they try to imitate it. I mean, listen to this.
That's great.
This man, Michael Allen Harris, a commercial painter from Orange County, California, is sort of a celebrity.
You can't research this stuff on the web. Nobody knows anything about it. So it's like a real, it's like a mystery, you know? It's like being a detective, a denim detective.
On weekends, he hunts old mines in search of blue gold.
Wow.
Old jeans, really old jeans, the jeans of the Old West, dirty, dusty, tattered jeans that can appraise for up to $100,000. These antique jeans are prized by designers because of their wear patterns. Today, those patterns are recreated by jean designers like Lauren Kronk for that all-important lived-in look.
If you look at the way an old pair of jeans has been worn away or torn, it's sometimes easy to surmise what kind of early life it had. If there are really significant wrinkles on the back of the knee, for example, you can tell that the person either spent a lot of time...
First, I want to tell you this, and we're going to continue on, but this is not being made up. She's talking about the wear patterns on somebody that was working in mines and building things, and we're trying to... I wonder what they were doing. It's probably work, but listen to this.
I'm on a horse, or did some sort of job where he was bending his knees a lot.
Really?
Think about
the cost for all this scrupulous attention to detail.
Listen,
a tidy $340.
$340, and we can have. Wow. We got this on the VFN TV blog. You got to see it. But they are going back and digging in old mines and trying to find out the jeans and the denim that people who worked hard, because obviously I guess there's nobody working hard in America, you know.
Right.
You know, my concept is this: why not put a pair of brand new jeans on and get a job?
Right. What a concept.
What a concept. You know what I'm saying? But they go and they find out how the bend and the mark and everything's on them. We have a little, you can see it. And then they go and they pay somebody to take a perfectly good pair of denim jeans, and he brings out like wires and scissors and metal brushes and all that kind of stuff, and runs a perfectly good pair of jeans, and somebody else who's never done the work, because they had to have somebody else go out and research it, what's it like to actually have a pair of jeans you worked in,
right?
You know, and gets the and they pay them $400 to imitate hard work. It's an image. They're buying the image of hard work.
Isn't that something?
Is that wild? I mean, why would you even? But it's like something inside.
It's so foreign.
Yeah, it is. And it's like something inside of mankind knows that it requires effort and energy, and they're willing to even pay $400 to look like those who actually were the ones that built this country. You got to see this. You can see it on the VFN TV blog. It's called, I believe it's called Buying the Image of Hard Work, $400. Listen, God blesses the work of our hands, not when we go out and get the image of other people's hands. Mm-hmm. The economy is shifting, and it's shifting to people who work hard, and we can recapture this. If we recapture the reality that God will bless the work of our hands, we put on our own jeans, you know, we're not going to want holes in our jeans or anything like that, because we're going to need the jeans to protect us. That's why they had jeans. so that you could ride a horse and not be damaged, so you can get in a mine and not be scratched up. It wasn't so you could look. They actually probably were ashamed of the holes in their jeans, you know, and had to get somebody to patch them up and sew them up. It's just totally amazing, you know, what we've come to, you know, what we've come to in this life that we actually got to go hunt up. We pay $100,000 for this guy who finds one pair of old jeans, and then they sell that pattern, they duplicate it for 400, this one was 349, but $400, this other one they talk about. You can see the whole interview, CBS interview, and more of this on the VFN TV blog.